Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You're a bad person with an ugly heart, and we don't give a flying fuck what you think.
You just came back from a date.
It's a blazer.
So you gave him a little spice.
It's a nice blazer. Okay. Ties up in the back. I had some jeans on and some heels.
What the hell is the world coming to?
Look at Ashley's face. That's her response to her outfit or top. That top is ridiculous. Women are going to find a way to slutty it up one way or another. And it looked like you made it. Like, those rips look like you personally cut out those rips, which look even more crazy.
The date went crazy. We met up. Everything was going well. Super vulnerable conversation, I thought. Until a woman comes in, pulls up a chair at our table, looks me in the eye, and tells me that he's a pathological liar, an alcoholic, in $500,000 worth of debt. He's about to lose his kids. He's about to lose his job. That she's the wife. Are you the wife? And she's like, no, I'm his ex-girlfriend. And we had decided that we were going to work on things.
What kind of shit is that?
I don't know where to start. Was she following him? Was she tracking his car? How the fuck did she know he was there? The woman who was this pressed about this man to come crash a date, that does nothing but tell the woman currently on the date, this nigga is worth fighting for, he worth doing crazy shit for. This intrigued this woman even more, that a woman was willing to do all that for him. Something good about the motherfucker.
We had decided that we were going to work on things. We were not going to see each other in that time frame. And I'm like, sis, I'm so sorry. And she goes, I'm the dumb one though, because I'm here and I'm saving you.
But wait, how does she know he's
That's what I'm saying.
Do they live together? Or
she's going to end up in a white padded room with a street jacket like this.
Let's watch that in slow-mo to see how insane that really was.
But wait, how does she know he's
there? That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
She know he's there. Did you get up and leave? What happened?
She pretty much shares all of this. Nick, I was upset because I didn't even get my entree yet, right? But I digress and I'm under.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I grab my coat and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but I think it's best that you leave so that I can talk with her. And I literally am like, I'm in the Matrix. My life is a freaking movie. And where are the vulnerable people? Like, I was being so vulnerable with him at the table. I mean, emotional because I'm going through a lot.
You should feel sorry for me.
You broads are always going through a lot. And it's a lot for men who have to put up with it. These woes, these hoes, they love an unavailable man. They love men who have the opportunity to cheat. They love the men who probably will lie. They love men who will probably have a roster. They only chase the guys who are the most likely to lie and cheat and have a roster and have chicks crashing dates. Those are the guys they're most attracted to.
So I'm sitting with myself right now and I get home and I hop on TikTok and I'm like, I see you on. And I'm like, yo, I need to know that there are vulnerable people out in this world. I need to know that there's love out in this world. And I'm 41.
You look good. I'm 41.
Yeah. And I have 5 boys. I'm having a hysterectomy at the end of the month. And I don't have children. And I'm freezing my eggs tomorrow morning. And I'm pushing myself to go out. I'm pushing myself to date because I know that, like, we tell a lot of young women, like, oh, you should wait. Oh, you should, you know, take your time. But Time is just ticking for a lot of us.
I told you so.
That was some real talk for a change out of a woman's mouth. She kept it real. Yeah, we need to stop telling women, you got all the time. Just focus on you for 20 years. No. Something called biology exists. But I don't feel sorry for her. She had every chance to turn it around. You know, she ignored all the warning signs from other women and men. You know, get on it. Are you going to get married? Are you going to have kids? What's going on? She didn't give a damn. She still got some looks on her. She still didn't give a damn up till probably 37, 38. For woes who've been fucking off their youth, everything's a rush after 30. And that's why I say never marry them after 30, never take them serious after 30. You're just a placeholder. They're just looking at you to validate the past 12 years they've been fucking up. They're looking for you to save the day at the buzzer and give them a house, a kid, and be a stand-up dude and God-fearing and all that other shit in their 30s and 40s. Hell no. Hard dick and bubble gum is all you should give them.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
Wanting to be a mom is just moving further and further away. And I'm like pushing myself to go out and meet people. I'm pushing myself because I want family. I don't want just to be a baby. Now, yo, because the window's closing,
absolutely.
I need to just move. If I want to be a mom, I need to just move.
Yeah. What city are you in, beauty? And I hope New York. Okay. Okay. Have you ever thought about getting a matchmaker in New York? Have you thought about that? And I also want to say, you know, I don't want you to give up hope on dating. I don't want you to give up hope on love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to give up. I'm happy that you're still putting yourself out there.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
I've been dating since I'm 16. Where is he?
I've heard people say, something must be wrong with Halle Berry. She can't keep a man. Who's to say I want to keep a man? I don't want to keep the wrong man. Like, I'm not crazy.
No.
Right?
No.
At any point during this interview, if you feel sorry for her, I want you to remember this moment right here.
That's what I'm saying.
And what happened with that last relationship? You Why know, didn't that work out?
He was not emotionally intelligent.
You know how many times I hear this
You know Let me be very clear. When women say emotionally intelligent, that means put up with all my baggage and damage from past relationships and flings and situationships and play all my emotional games the way I want you to play them, you know, when I want you to play them. That's what these women mean when they say be emotionally intelligent.
Bingo.
We had a huge breakup on a vacation. Yes. I'll just tell you a part of the downfall.
Okay.
We were traveling to visit my family for Thanksgiving. This was like a step for me, my family for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we were at the Airbnb. We get into like a little bit of a fight that was kind of like starting before we even went on the trip. And he was like, you know, he's done. He wanted to leave. He packed his stuff. I had rented the car. I paid for it. He did the Airbnb, but I actually gave him half of the money for the Airbnb.
Women don't like paying for stuff in relationships. And that's crazy to me. They want the man to pay for everything. And if they got to pay for a toothbrush for you, she keeping tally of that shit. And that ruins a relationship. Men don't keep tally of every little thing they bought a woman, and women shouldn't either, especially since you this big boss babe who make her own money. Who cares if you pay for the B&B and a rental or whatever the fuck? See how she quickly brushed past how the fight even started? She's like, yeah, we got into a little something before the, you know, vacation started, and he said he wanted to leave. No, we need more detail than that, but you're not going to give more detail because you're the problem.
Didn't really define what we were 100% initially when we were booking the trip because we were friends somewhat.
But he was going to meet your
So I'll back up. We dated, met him on the app, okay. We dated, we broke up, or I just stopped messing with him.
You don't find that suspicious?
Can you smell the lies and bullshit already? Wait, we was together. We wasn't together. We was just talking. Well, yeah, I know he was about to meet my parents, but wait a minute. Then we got back together. It was a situationship. No, really, it was a relationship. This woman is full of shit.
Or I just stopped messing with him. And then I just made him a friend. Friend zoned him. And then we ended up hanging out one summer because we were actually friends. Like, we'd go to restaurants together. He was vegan. I was vegan. We'd go to restaurants together. He's like, oh, you want to go to this party with me? Sure, no problem. Go to this party. And he laid out the red carpet, like, completely different. Wine and dined me.
You ever notice women say that men and women could be friends, but rarely is it the woman paying for shit or the woman meeting him at his house to help him move? It's always one-sided. It's always one-sided when you're friends with a woman. You're just going to be her tool.
I want a bunch of beta orbiters and sims fawning over me.
Are you looking for a safe place to simp? Oh, you found your girl. I'm not going to make fun of you if you pay me. Come on, I would never do that.
Wine and dined me. I was like, oh, we're friends. Like, I didn't think this. And then I started looking at him in a different light. And then we started dating and I'm like, oh, wow. And the D was good. I was like shocked because I've never dated someone in their 50s either. And he was very well put together, entrepreneur. No children, wanted children too. And we just vibed together. And we had like a fallout prior to us going to Florida, still went to Florida. And then he had the whole issue. And he's like, you know what, I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay, you can go.
But what was the issue? What was the cause of the argument? Like, what was his, I guess, issue or challenge with
so
you?
So it started before I left. I had left to go to Miami a little bit prior to him because I was going on a cruise with my girlfriend.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a kawiki dink.
This is why you don't fuck with women like this. Women who've been in the streets for 20 years. She was playing hoe games in Miami. Don't that sound fishy? Come meet my family for Thanksgiving in Miami, but I'm going to go early so I can hang out and thot around with my girls. Remember this part. She didn't like him at first. She friend zoned him. Don't ever convince a bitch to want to be with you. Because this is what's going to happen. She's going to sabotage it eventually anyway. A woman should be jumping for joy at the thought of being with you, or don't fuck with the bitch. You setting yourself up for failure if she ain't jumping for joy at the thought of you saying, do you want to be my lady? She should be jumping up and down, nigga.
I was going on a cruise with my girlfriends, and he was going to meet me in Miami after. I had given him keys to my apartment so that he could take some of my luggage. Because, of course, I was going on Uber Soaker cruise.
She made him her bag boy. Yeah. Go my keys. Go get my luggage, you little bitch. Keep the change. I left some change on the counter. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Pick up my bags, bitch. You see, I told you. Don't ever convince him to be with you. You treat her like a star, she'll treat you like a fan.
Giving him keys to my apartment so that he could take some of my luggage. Because, of course, I was going on Uber Soaker cruise. It's like, you know, you're in your carnival outfits. You're in your carnival stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not what I'm going to wear around family. And friends, you know, I'm going to dress up. So I had a whole, you know, luggage of, you know, things that I was going to wear for the second half of the trip with him.
Go pick up my fake nice girl clothes on your way to come in Miami. Yeah, I brought my whole clothes with me so I can fuck other dudes. I made sure to keep them on my carry-on. But I'll let the little punk bitch bring my nice girl, my fake nice girl clothes when he come with his little punk ass. That's diabolical work.
I was in the bathroom taking a bath, and he came into the apartment. He was upset because I felt like he had like a little bit of an issue. Because he had been calling me, and I was like, you know, I am in the tub. You know, when you get here, you get here. Like, you have a key. I just gave you the key. And he was annoyed. He hung up. I didn't think anything of it. I'm in the tub. I'm, like, just waiting for him to come into the house. He came into the house. I didn't hear him at all and went straight into the bed. I had a problem with that.
He had a problem with the fact that he didn't interrupt her shower to say, hey, I'm here. Even though you just been curving him probably the whole day and a nigga just left from beating your box up and that's why you in the shower in the first place. See, she didn't want to be with him. And she just got done fucking a dude probably. And look, when a woman really don't want to be with you, she'll find any old stupid reason to sabotage the relationship so you can get mad and break up with her, or you could get frustrated and finally just leave. This is what they do. She didn't want to be with him from the jump. He was the bag boy. He was the luggage boy. They'll come up with anything. You ain't interrupt my shower and say hi? Who the fuck gonna come in somebody's house knowing they in the shower, knowing that they didn't hear the person come in and scare the shit out of them on some psycho shit and interrupt their shower and say, hey, by the way, I'm here, and give them a heart attack? Who the fuck can they right mind gonna do that?
No, I, you're right.
He came into the house, I didn't hear him at all, and went straight into the bed. I had a problem with that.
Oh, he didn't shower. Is that what was that?
He didn't knock on the door and say, hey, Tiff, I'm here. So I get out the shower and I'm like, where is he? Like, what's going on?
But my question, Tiff, is why was he upset with you on the way to the house?
I think he
what was he upset about?
Like, I'm trying to decompress. I'm in the tub. I'm in the sauna, like I'm relaxing. I had a little bit of anxiety about going on a trip. I had my 40th birthday. The trip went horrifically wrong. And then I just had a lot of anxiety about traveling, period. I went to a Beyonce concert after my birthday trip and the Airbnb caught on fire. And I just had a lot of anxiety.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not gonna speed past that. Like, you didn't just say what you just said.
Went to a Beyonce concert after my birthday trip and the Airbnb caught on fire.
This woman is fucking nuts. This woman is nuts.
But why would he be upset with you because of your anxiety? I would assume he'd be like, all right, babe, take your shower. I'll see you in a second.
That's what I thought, too.
But if you said it to him just like you said it to me, where would the issue, where did it, I don't know. That's weird.
I didn't get it either. He was just annoyed that I had, I think he was annoyed that I answered him in an annoying way.
Okay. So it was the way you said it.
Just come, like, get off the phone type of thing.
I'm a human being. God damn it.
But you notice she had to get pushback to give out that little nugget of truth. Of course, all woes are going to tell the story back like they were the perfect angel and the guy was just tripping for no reason.
It's just like when you come into someone's house, you acknowledge them. I didn't even know he was in my house.
Okay, so I'm assuming that tells me he's comfortable. Like, yeah, I established a relationship where he can just come in the house,
but I was
and he's comfortable, and you know, like that's what I would assume. Like, you know, I'll see him when she get out the shower, kind of thing.
Yes, correct. And so for me, it's like it's a respect thing. I'm Caribbean. You come in the house, you greet the person. Hey, baby, I'm here. Whatever. So anyway, I get out the shower. I see his shoes at the door. I'm like, oh shit, he's here. So I go into the room and I'm like, oh, you're here. You didn't even say anything to me. He's like, oh, I thought you were upset. You know, you rushed me off the phone. So it kind of started from that. And it was just like a catalyst of like a snowball of us just not agreeing with each other. Because I'm like, you can't come into, like, what if I died in the shower? Like, what if
you die in the shower? Girl, you being dramatic.
I literally could have drowned in the tub. I was in the tub for like at least 2 hours.
Girl.
Huh?
What? What are you talking about?
Like, what? What?
Hell no!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.